Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're tuned in to Columbo Chronicles at Blog Talk Radio. Follow the mover and shaker, award-winning author and host, seen on TV and radio, Rose Columbo. Every Wednesday, Rose interviews prominent experts and authors on politics and social justice. Call in and listen or ask the guests a question at 646-564-9742. Now, here's Rose.
Hi, everyone. Here's Rose Columbo on Columbo Chronicles Live at the Blog Talk Radio Network, and we have a 15-minute break. The majority of Middle East refugees are not refugees. That is the title of the program today, and my blog, which you can read at Rose for Justice, that's the number four, roseforjustice.com. The majority of Middle East refugees are not refugees. The Americans believe they are refugees, but are Americans being duped by Obama's secret pre-planned executive order that he signed on or about January 27, 2009? With the approval of Hillary Clinton and Kerry, to migrate millions of Muslims from 57 countries of the same Sharia law into the USA under the guise of refugees or Christian refugees. Therefore, we must ask, were incentives granted to the State Department for each Muslim foreigner that they approve entry into the USA? All foreign refugees who assimilate and seek refuge from their foreign tyrannical laws, persecution by their foreign leaders, are welcome, vetted, and upon being vetted, become legal refugees who are required to assimilate and who are willing to assimilate in the USA. But what happens when there are millions of radicals and terrorists who are foreign enemies and refuse to assimilate and whose goal it is to conquer the United States of America, as admitted by many of the radicals and terrorists who migrated into the USA under the guise of refugees or Christian refugees? So let's explore what is the definition of a refugee. Number one, a refugee is a person who has been forced to leave their country in order to escape war, persecution, or natural disaster. And for example, tens of thousands of refugees fled their homes due to war, persecution, or natural disaster. Number two, the definition is an individual seeking refuge or asylum, especially an individual who has left his or her native country and is unwilling or unable to return because of persecution or fear of persecution because of race, religion, membership in a particular social group, or political opinion. How many millions of Muslims is the United States Department, State Department, admitting into the United States of America by secretly and intentionally lifting the quota constraints for Muslims only, even after they've exceeded the quota? You have to remember there are 57 countries of the same believers of a foreign ideology. They appear to be bypassing the admittance from other foreign nations such as Europe, South America, and Asia, whose citizens and refugees have been standing in line seeking citizenship and legal citizenship for years and ready to assimilate. The past and current congressional members are ignoring or approving of the foreign enemy invasion, which is not legal immigration, since the majority of Muslims from 57 countries exceeds the quotas for Muslims under the United States Immigration and Refugee Law. The State Department and refugee agencies admit they are not checking if they are Christian refugees. They are not checking for religion upon entry, nor are they checking for fake refugees and fake Christian refugees. The reason that they are not checking, it appears, is simple. Follow the money. It's alleged and reported that the State Department is receiving federal incentives for every Muslim they approve of their entry into the USA. And Obama and Hillary approved secretly to fund the refugee agency at about $200 million of U.S. tax dollars, which they did secretly to begin the program back in January of 2009. In 2009, the Muslims weren't fleeing their homes and countries, so this executive orders appear to have been a pre-planned invasion into Western civilization to fulfill the Muslim Brotherhood's goal for world domination. Now, why would a so-called American non-vetted president who's alleged to be born in Kenya and an Indonesian national do that? The majority of Muslims admitted into the United States for the past 8 years plus appear to be a majority of young, healthy males entering into Europe and America. Remember, they are overpopulated and they have more than a billion people in their 57 countries. They do not appear to be Christian refugees or refugee families fleeing ISIS, because back in 2009, ISIS didn't exist, nor did Christian refugees who were fleeing from their home countries in the Middle East. Think about that. The majority of Muslim males and young Muslim women entering the USA are not fleeing as real refugees or Christian refugees, although there are some Christian refugees who need to access a free nation and assimilate from persecution for being Christians or Jews or for refusing to comply. Or they are being persecuted by race, religion, but they're all believers of Sharia law, except for the few Christians who converted, and a membership in a particular social group could cause them persecution, or political opinion, and I guess that would be the Christian refugees who are of a particular social group being persecuted. But they are entering into Europe and America, the majority of these young, healthy males and some young, healthy women who appear to have been radicalized to impose their foreign Sharia law and establish their government in Europe and on U.S. soil. They have been more successful in Europe than in America and more successful in Canada because of their president, Trudeau. Many of the radicals who refuse to pledge allegiance to the United States Constitution and assimilate hold speeches, and they state during their rallies that they are not here to assimilate, but they are here in the USA to overthrow the President of the United States, President Trump, and his appointees and elected officers and the White House, which is in line with the Muslim Brotherhood's written and stated strategic goals and pretty much in line with the communist agenda which Saul Alinsky promoted and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton embraced, Rules for Radicals. Linda Sarsour, a Muslim immigrant, made it clear that she is pushing jihad against President Trump and his cabinet and the White House most recently, and instructed the Muslims in this nation, America, to wake up every morning outraged at our White House and our government. These words are a threat against all loyal, natural-born, and legal, loyal, naturalized Americans. Thus, that makes them non-refugees, non-Christian refugees for sure, but they appear to be radicalized foreign enemies who support Sharia law and who were granted entry into the USA by the United States State Department, while the White House and Congress look the other way, including they look the other way at the State Department lifting the quotas on the number of Muslims and the non-vetting of Muslims for their Christian refugee status, and also for taking federal incentives for every Muslim that they approve entry into the USA. That is, in my opinion, a fraud on Americans, dangerous to America, and according to the United States Constitution, it is an act of war from within and without. In 2009 to 2017, I posted online that the non-vetting of a U.S. president and the invasion of foreign enemies under the guise of Christian refugees into the USA is the greatest hoax ever played on America. I believed it then, and I believe it now. Illegal means illegal, but not to the Democrats or rhinos who appear to be selling out America to foreign nations, especially the Middle East. What is their goal, and what are they receiving in return for their protection of illegals and radicals migrating into the USA and releasing them from Gitmo and prisons? Are these so-called Americans not violating their sworn oaths as lawmakers who are crossing the line as lawbreakers? They state, this nation is a nation of immigrants. Yes, it's a nation of legal immigrants. That's why they are called lawmakers, but have apparently crossed over the line as lawbreakers. And that's why the nation hasn't been overthrown by foreign enemies, but under their illegal immigration agendas, it appears that America is at war with their own taxpayer-funded Democratic and rhino elected representatives in far too many cases. They are forcing Americans to constitutionally fight back and save their constitution, their country, God, freedom, rights, and liberties. Muslims who migrate into the USA with intent to impose and uphold Sharia law in the USA, which are foreign ideological laws and religion that is bonded together, is treason, and they are traitors according to the U.S. Constitution. Anyone who refuses to place their hand on the Bible when accepting a position in public office but places his hand on a foreign book of political ideologies and worships a foreign prophet are pledging their allegiance to those foreign nations and ideologies, not to the United States of America. And it's not an opinion that any foreigners, including Muslims or communists, who are inside the USA to impose their ideologies upon free Americans who own their soil and were born on their soil and are innate to this soil, are a threat to our very existence. These are not refugees, but appear to be radicals, terrorists, and foreign enemies of the USA. They are faithful to the Muslim Brotherhood or communist nations, and their international network, which is their army, and their written and stated strategic goal is to infiltrate, which they've done, invade, which they're doing with the help of the State Department and the Obama regime and the Democrats and rhinos, and who are complicit. Their next goal is to overpopulate, which can happen through the State Department's unconstrained quotas for the 57 Muslim nations only, and dominate Europe and the USA, which is an act of war, according to the Constitution, which many believe was suspended and revoked under the Bush-Clinton administration. Foreigners, including the 57 countries of Muslims, can't be refugees if they aren't fleeing from Muslim nations who enforce Sharia law and refuse to assimilate as Americans when entering into the USA as alleged refugees or Christian refugees, as they don't meet the standard and definition by law of refugees, and after entry being calling out for jihad against the President of the United States, the White House, and the American people, or they begin filing excessive numbers of lawsuits against the government, against small and large businesses in the USA, and demanding that everyone comply with their laws, which is Sharia law, is a jihad by court or jihad by lawsuit. This is the jihad against many business owners and the free press. And we will continue this blog in my next 15-minute break. So be sure to tune in again for Colombo Chronicles Live, The Majority of Middle East Refugees Are Not Refugees, Part 1, and you'll hear Part 2 on our next Colombo Chronicles Live. God bless you. God bless America.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.